Come on and put your hands together and give the Lord some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, open them up to the book of Joshua, the very first chapter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Hart was in that book this morning, and it says, if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. You have to realize if God is for you, there is nothing, whether it be spiritual or physical or natural, can come against you, whether it be above or below, beside, it cannot come against you, because God has your back. He's got your front. He's got your under. He's got your top. He has you protected by the power of God. All he wants you to do is to stand and to be courageous. Amen. In the first chapter of Joshua, as we read, it says in the second chapter, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to even them, even to the children of Israel. It says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise. Just because the circumstances change, don't mean that you stop pushing. Huh? Just because it doesn't work out the way you think it should work out, don't mean that you should give up. Just because the need didn't get supplied when you thought it should have been supplied, don't mean that you don't keep looking for your need to be met. You keep pressing and you keep expecting the miracles of God. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As long as I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Tell yourself, God said he will not fail me or forsake me. Let me hear you say it. God said he will not fail me or forsake me. So whatever it is you're going through, he won't forsake you. Whatever it is you're going through, he will not fail you. So you got to keep what? Standing on the word of God, standing in the promises of God, and standing on the truth that God has given you. God said, I will not fail you. Yeah, I know my servant Moses is dead, but I'm letting you know that I'm still with you, that my power is still moving, that my anointing is still in the place. I want you to know that we're going to move in a supernatural way, saith God. Don't be afraid, saith God. Hallelujah, glory to God. There shall not any man, that means no one, nothing, spiritual or physical, be able to stand before thee. Why? How can something stand in front of you to block you if God is moving your path? If God is working for you. Hallelujah. But there always seems to be, there's something about the word of God that when God tells you that God will never fail thee or leave thee, there's a condition behind it. Those are the things that we don't like, are the conditions that come along with the blessings. With the blessing that God will never leave thee or never forsake thee comes, be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide an inheritance, the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. But you've got to be what? You've got to be strong, and you've got to be of a good courage. In order to be strong in these last days, you have to have a glimmer of hope, and you have to have joy in your life. If the enemy steals your joy, he steals your strength. If he steals your strength, you'll never find joy. You've got to create joy in your life so that you can sustain yourself and do the work that God has called you to do. The joy of the Lord is your strength, and your strength lies in your joy. He said, be strong and of a good courage. Meaning having a good courage means you have knowledge to understand that what God did in the past, he's more than able to do it again today. Whatever God delivered you from then, he can deliver you right now. Whatever God blessed you with then, he can bless you with now. Whatever God moved for you then, he can move it for you right now. All you got to do is what? Be strong and very courageous. Not just courageous, but very courageous. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee if you be strong and of a good courage. Verse 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. See, you got to be strong and courageous to do the word of God. Oh, yeah. God said, I ain't going to forsake you. I'm not going to forget about you. I'll be with you in the beginning and in the end. You know, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. But I expect something out of you. I expect you to be strong, and I expect you to be very courageous. But, Lord, I got trouble on every side. Be strong and very courageous. Lord God, it seems like hell is opened up trying to swallow me. But the word of God says, be strong and be very courageous. Well, Lord, they're persecuting me on every side. But the word of God says, be strong and be very courageous. Lord God, my body is sick. Hey, but be strong and be very courageous. My finances have seemed to dry up. Yep, but be strong and be very courageous. Lord God, they don't like me, but be strong and be very courageous. Lord, they're persecuting me, but be strong and be very courageous. I can't see my way out, but be strong and be very courageous. If you're strong and very courageous, the word of the Lord says, I will not fail thee and I will not forsake you. Hallelujah. My God, Lord, thank you, Jesus. He said he wouldn't forsake us, but we've got to be strong and very courageous and do the word of God. Yeah, we talk about it, but it ain't as easy as it said. You got to do something. When you're trying to do the word of God, it brings a whole lot of other things into your life. When you're trying to do the word of God, it brings persecution. It'll bring hatred. It'll bring envy. It'll bring a whole lot of craziness. But you got to stand on the principles of the word of God, regardless of what it is that you're going through. Oh, I know sometimes you're going to weep a whole lot. You're going to cry sometimes. But even Jesus had to weep. You're going to have to weep sometimes. But know this, that God will clean up your weeping and dry up your eyes if you keep your faith in content, if you keep your faith in him and your trust in him. Jesus is looking for some people, a few good men and women that will dare to believe that he is their all in all. He is their great Messiah. He is their great King. He is their Jehovah Jireh. He is their deliverer. He is their way maker. He's looking for a few good people that will say, God, I'm going through, but I'm going to praise you anyway. Lord God, I don't feel good, but I'm going to praise you anyway. Lord God, they're trying to repossess my car, but I'm going to praise you anyway. They're trying to take my home, but I'm going to praise you anyway. Lord God, they're trying to take my children, but I'm going to praise you anyway. Lord God, I got up this morning and couldn't hardly walk, but I'm going to praise you anyway. Lord God, all hell is breaking loose all around me, but I'm going to praise you anyway, because I know that you are the great God. You are a mighty God, and if I yield myself to you, there's nothing impossible unto you, and you can work all things out. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. He tells them again. I'm going to give you, this is going to be an inheritance, the land, which I swear unto their fathers. Only be thou strong and very courageous, and to do that, Moses my servant commanded thee, turn not from it to it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Hallelujah. The man of God said you must live by faith. All the years I've been around him, he said, you got to live by faith. You can't live by what you see. You live by faith. You can't live by what you hear. You got to live by faith. You can't live by what's been said. You got to live by faith. You can't live by what you know. You got to live by faith. And if you'll live by faith, you'll find out that everything that you have need of, God will make it happen in your life. God will bring it to pass in your life. We've got to come to a place where we learn to live by faith. We have forgotten our fathers and what they have sowed in our lives. Don't ever forget your fathers and your mothers, what they have sown in your life. Take it, run with it, be blessed with it, saith God. Hallelujah. He said, you will prosper, that thou mayest prosper. Hallelujah. Somebody say prosper. That means to be dealt wisely with. How many want to be dealt wisely with? I don't know about you, but I would just love to be dealt wisely with. Because it's a crooked. Everything ain't what it seems to be. Hallelujah. This book of the law shall, I'm almost done. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate. Oh, some people might think you crazy because it means talk to yourself. Sometimes you got to talk to yourself. Baby, when trouble is all around, you got to tell yourself, self, I can make this. Sick in your body, you got to tell yourself, self, you can be healed. Ah, your mind is troubled. You got to talk to self. Self, I take authority over the thoughts of my mind. You got to talk to self. With troubles, you got to talk to your troubles. You got to tell self, self, I'm already blessed. Self, I'm already healed. Self, I'm already delivered. Self, I already have that which I've been asking for. Self, I already have deliverance. Self, you already moved for me. Self, I thank you. You have to talk to self. Oh, self, one of the stars, I got something to tell you. You have to talk to self, and you have to remember that God shall bless you. God shall restore you. God shall encourage you. God shall strengthen you. But sometimes you got to reach way down in the very bottom of your bosom and pull that up that God has established in your life so that you can deliver that which God has given you. David come back and looked over the hill and realized that the company had went up into the camp and stole everything that they had. Took their women, took their children, took all the gold and everything that they had, that they had possessed. And his men turned against him. And David fell on his face and began to encourage himself. How did he encourage himself? Lord God, they took the women, but I'm going to serve you. Lord God, they took our gold, but I'm going to serve you. Lord God, they took all the men and turned against me, but I'm going to praise you anyway, because I know that in the midst of my praise, you shall inhabit my praise. And if you inhabit my praise, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I know there's liberty, Lord God, that whatever it is they took, you'll give it back to me 100-fold. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Lord God, I thank you, Jesus. This book of the law, thou shalt not meditate in it day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way. How many hear that? Make thy way prosperous. Then thou shalt have good success. Make thy way. The Bible says, for Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. If you go by the way of Christ, you better believe you're going to have good success. If you go by the way of Christ, there ain't nothing that can stand in your way. If you go by the way of Christ, there is nothing that can stop you from being blessed. If you go by the way of Christ, there's nothing that can stop you from being healed. You got to go by the way of Christ. He is the way. He is the truth. You got to remember. And if you go by this way, you shall have good success. You want good success? Stand on the word of God. You want good success? Live by the word of God. You want good success? Seek God, looking for his face. If you want good success, do the things that God has called you to do. I want good success. I want to be blessed in my going in and my going out. I want to be blessed in heaven and I want to be blessed in the earth. I got news for you. I'm not looking to get to heaven to get a mansion. I want a mansion right now. I don't want to get to heaven to be all gold. I want my gold right now. I don't want to wait to get to heaven to get my silver. I want my silver right now. I want everything that God has promised me right now. And the only way I can do it is to be strong and to be very courageous and to understand after I went through that, to be strong and still be very courageous. After I went through another thing, understand that God has made a way of escape for me, and that if I live according by faith and understand this, that I may undo the serving and serve God in his will, God will move for me. Hallelujah. My God. But it's always going to come that time when there's going to be those that are going to be discouraged, want to give up. But the word of God says, have I not commanded thee to be strong and of a good courage? And be not afraid, and neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. You don't have to be afraid because God is with you. You don't have to be dismayed. God is with you. You don't have to be upset. God is with you. You don't have to be without courage because God is with you. You don't have to worry because God is with you. Whatever it is you're going through today, remember, God is with you. We've been teaching in the book of Genesis. Jonathan, whatever his name was, got tossed in the pit. But the Bible says God was with him. Then he got sold into slavery, but God was with him. Then Potiphar's wife accused him and he got thrown into the dungeon, but the word of the Lord said God was with him. Oh my God, as he sat down in that prison, he knew that God was with him. Whatever it is you're going through today, you have to remind yourself, talk to yourself, encourage yourself, remind yourself that God is with me. In closing, hallelujah. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host, and command the people, saying, prepare you victuals, for within 3 days we shall pass over this Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
See, the Jordan was deep and it was wide. Go in and possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess. You have to understand something. There's only one way you will possess what God has for you, and that is to prepare yourself. You can't get what you need from God riding on another man's coattail. You can only get what you need from God by touching the hem of his garment. Hallelujah. Even though the Jordan may be deep, and it may be wide, brother, and it may be trouble, and it may be trial. God said, prepare yourself. Position yourself in a way where when you get ready to cross over, everything will already be made for you. Yeah, it's going to be some trouble, but you made it. It's going to be some trial, but you've already made it. It's going to be some discomfort, but you already made it. It's going to be some distresses, but you've already made it. It's going to be some discouragement, but you already made it. It's going to be some things that's going to arise, but you already made it. Why are you made it? Because you understand that greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. And God has given you the ability, because now you don't just look for it, but you expect the blessings of God. You expect to be healed. You expect to be delivered. You expect to be set free. You expect to be raised up. You expect God to move for you. Why? Because your mindset has changed. Your heart has been transformed. Your spirit has been renewed. Now that you know that you can run this race with patience, you don't have to look back. You don't have to worry. All you have to do is fight the good fight of faith and run this race with patience, understanding that you've done a good job, you fought a good fight, now you're ready to be offered up, now you're ready to do the things of God. So whatever it is that you're going through today, look at it, shake it off. Everybody stand. Hallelujah. Whatever it is you're going through today, the word of the Lord said, be strong and very courageous. And you need to remind yourself that when you're going through, that God said, I am to be strong and very courageous. And then he said again, be strong and very courageous. And then when you get ready to move, prepare yourself so that what you go about to go into, you're already expecting to receive something from God. Hallelujah. Prepare yourself. Prepare your victuals, or that which you'll need to make the journey into that place that God has called you. There's only one way you can get there, and it's through faith and by faith and according to faith. But I got news for you. God's already prepared a great place for us. All we've got to do is keep stressing and driving and pushing till we get there. Oh, yeah, it's going to be some opposition. It's going to be some distress. It's going to be some anxiety, and all this stuff is going to come because, unfortunately, we still are human and we have emotions and we have feelings. But God said, I'm going to give you the ability to take them and bring them under subjection to the power of God so that you can look through the Spirit and see that which I have already made for you. Satan can't stop you. Your flesh can't stop you. Can't nothing stop you. Your destiny is controlled by you. Where you going, God, is totally controlled by you. Where you going, God? You have to make up in your mind that I'm sold out and I'm going all the way with Jesus. Come on and give God some praise this morning. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to go into Canaan this morning. Amen. We're going to enter into Canaan. Hallelujah. Don't you know what Canaan living is? When they got over into Canaan, they found pomegranates bigger than my head, and that's real big. Oh, my God. They found apples, and everything they found was huge, absolutely humongous. Everything they found, all the grapes were big. Everything they found was big, Brother Joe. But even some of them came back with a bad report. You know, there's giants in the land. But the men of God said, so what? They over there. They can be over there. It's all right for them to be there because God had already promised this to us. This is our inheritance. Anything God has promised to you, I don't care how many giants are in the land, they already defeated. Yeah. Hallelujah. My God, my God. So whatever giant is in your land, understand he already defeated because you are what? Strong and very courageous. And in your courageousness, there is no weapon that shall be formed against you that shall be able to prosper. The word prosper is broken down in the Hebrew to be fashioned or made or formed. It can't be formed because you are greater than it is. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going into Canaan today. How many is ready to enter into Canaan living? How many want what Canaan has to offer? Hallelujah. But remember, the word of God says it costs you something.